Heaven by Walter Fleming, narrated by Carol Fleming. Foreword. The series of booklets, A Touch of Heaven, is a collection of first-person testimonies which are shared with the reader. We are thankful for the many stories that have been received. The Power of His Word by Carolyn Hopkins. As the daughter of two perfectionists, I got the double whammy. You know the type. Everything in its place. Carpets vacuumed once a day. Perfect order everywhere. So when my routine eye checkup resulted in my optometrist sending me to a specialist for a more in-depth examination, I found myself in total shock. My eyes were out of order. At the time, we were living in Fredericksburg, Texas, where my husband was pastor of Victory Fellowship. The specialist had his office in San Antonio, a little over an hour away. My friend, Annette Herbert, took me so we could shop and have lunch and just enjoy a girly day. My appointment was at 10 a.m., and we looked forward to practically a whole day of fun. Little did I know beforehand that March 12, 1998 would change my life. As I sat in the chair in the eye doctor's exam room, the doctor stood before me and told me I had a rare type of glaucoma for which there was no treatment and that I was going blind. "I'm not," I argued. He gave me a stern look and said, "Yes, you are going blind." I was devastated. The doctor wanted to see me again in 2 weeks, so I made the appointment. Annette, who was reading a magazine in the waiting room, jumped up and we headed to her car for our day on the town. But they had put so many drops in my eyes, I could hardly see or blink. In fact, I was almost totally numb and just sat there in silence for almost 30 minutes. Who would have ever thought a doctor would tell me I was going blind? Not me. Finally, I confided in Annette what the doctor had told me, and she immediately quoted scripture over me. That made me feel better, and we continued on to have our day of adventures in San Antonio. It's wonderful to have friends who are full of the Word of God. When I returned home, I told Larry, my husband, and he prayed for me. We also told our children, but no one else. After Larry went to his office at the church the next morning, I walked around the house with my eyes closed and tried to imagine what it would be like to be blind. I pictured dried food on the front of my blouse, things strewn on the floor without my knowledge, and my hair and makeup a total mess. That perfectionist thing in me rose up and made me think the worst. Panicking during the day, I pulled myself together for my husband when he got home. After Larry left for the office the next morning, I repeated the same thing. About 2 hours into it, I asked, "What am I doing? Either I believe the Word of God is true, or I don't. But I believe every word is true. I do not have glaucoma, and I never will. The gift of healing and the gift of faith came on me, and I knew that I knew that I knew that I did not have glaucoma. Jesus bore glaucoma on the cross. When Larry got home, I told him I was healed, and he praised God with me. 2 weeks later, on March 26th, I sat in the same optometrist's chair, received the same drops in my eyes, and took the same tests. The specialist stood in the same spot in front of me and said, "I don't understand it, but you don't have glaucoma." Glory to God. The Word of God works every time we put it to work. I tried to tell the doctor what had happened, but he backed off and wouldn't listen. I haven't seen him since. Every year since then, I've had the glaucoma test and heard the report, all is well. Even when we have 20/20 vision physically, we can be blind spiritually. In Mark chapter 8, verses 22 to 26, there is a story about a blind man who was brought to Jesus. When Jesus laid hands on the blind man, he saw people as trees. But when Jesus laid hands on him a second time, he was completely healed of blindness. I've prayed many times that as my physical eyes were healed, my spiritual eyes will also be healed. I don't want to just see people as trees. I want to see them through the eyes of love, through the eyes of Jesus. God's word works. Jesus bore our sicknesses on the cross. Healing is for today. We can't be moved by what we hear or see. Our faith must be in what God's word says. The Sunday after the eye doctor said he could find no glaucoma, I shared with our congregation what had happened. They rejoiced with me, and we had a Holy Spirit service that morning, with others sharing their stories and being heard. The test came, but my testimony was that Jesus healed me. Hallelujah. My testimony today is still that Jesus is my healer.
Thinking it's just picking that up and nothing else.